Danny, we've got the wonders of being able to look at decisions back quite quickly now, and the Billy Knott one, which changed the game, a debatable one to say the least.
You saw it. I'm not allowed to talk about referees, so I'm in absolutely no win situation here, because if I speak about the referees, then ultimately I will be told off and heavily fined by the FA. But if we don't say anything, then where does the level of refereeing improve? Because there's been a massive crowd today. You know, we've taken 4,500 supporters, probably the best away supported team in the whole country, and they deserve more than that. They deserve more than a game ending the way it did and being affected the way it was.
Good decision. Was it a red card?
What, for Billy? You saw it, Rob. I've seen it back. I don't know what to say to you.
And up until that point, it was a very even contest. Your side had created a couple of really good chances with Josh and Matt Green, who put it wide. And it was a really well competitive, a good competitive game between the two sides.
I thought we were significantly better than them in the first half an hour. Up to sending off, I thought we controlled the game. A difficult place to come against a team that are very, very confident. I thought we had really good control. We had the best chances for sure. Probably had three what I would class as clear-cut chances, and probably need to take one of those in that period if we're being critical of ourselves. But we were really pleased with our first half an hour's performance.
Then they get the goal just before half-time, and then straight second half, the one man you probably wouldn't expect to score ahead of for you, Harry Anderson, goes and puts one in the bottom corner.
Yeah, I think even their first goal, let's say as it is, it hasn't gone for us today. It wasn't our day. And I will always look at myself first and then look at the player's performance, and if I don't think that it's been to the levels, then I'll be rightly critical. But I always deal in the truth, and the truth is today the variables have gone against us, and we have to swallow that, have to suck it up, have to feel the pain of it, and then we have to respond. You know, we know the rules. It's, you know, you're not defined by defeat. You're always defined by the way you respond to disappointment. And you know, I'm disappointed today, but I know that I've got a group in there that are more than capable of competing well at this level. And more importantly, I've got a group of players that have got the fight, the determination, and the commitment needed to get on the right side of results.
The second goal was a decent finish, and the third goal was a decent finish, but again, a contentious decision as to whether it was a free kick or not.
Well, the first goal's disappointing because Sam's gone to clear and it's ricocheted off him and gone in, and it's just a freak goal, which is tough when you've already had what's happened go against you. We did well to get in at half time, come out second half, and it was great to get back in the game. Harry Anderson, not known for his aerial ability, but a great header for Harry. And then, to be fair to them, they scored two very good goals. They didn't slice us apart. They didn't create loads and loads of chances against us, but they got two really good finishes. And the third one from a free kick was certainly a fantastic finish.
And then Terry Hawkridge scoring a typical Terry Hawkridge goal.
Yeah, great goal from Terry, and no doubt he enjoyed that. And it was a tough one for us to take, and that was probably the cherry on the top, and that's sometimes how football goes.
I said to Tomo in commentary, you know, are these the games that hurt most as a manager when your team are playing well but don't get the result? Does this defeat hurt the most so far this season?
Well, it really hurts when you spend all week, every minute of every day, preparing for a game, trying really, really hard to get your team as organised as you can, and seeing the efforts that the players have put in to get here and to perform at our best. When you see 4,500 supporters travel to come and support you, and then the game is influenced by things that you can't control, it's disappointing. There's two massive decisions in there, aren't there? There's, you know, the sending off and the decision for the free kick, which have had a huge influence on the game, and they're the facts. And I love this game, I love it. It's a great game, and we just have to as a game, and particularly as a country, and particularly the FA, we have to be really, really careful that we don't allow anything to affect it.
The great thing is, though, that the frustration and the disappointment from today can be put into Tuesday night.
Well, the injustice of it can't it? Yeah, no, I think you have to do that. I think when you feel like you've been harshly treated and unfairly treated, and you feel like you've been involved in an injustice, then you have to, you have to try to harness that disappointment and harness that frustrations and turn it into a positive. And that ultimately is what we'll be looking to do from now till Tuesday.
And finally, we have to talk about the support, 4,100.
Yeah, I just feel so sorry for them. I feel really disappointed for them, because it should have been a great occasion. It should have been a great day for League Two football. Where else in the world would you have 4,500 at a Step 4 level? I mean, it's an unbelievable achievement, and yet they're going to go away disappointed through something that none of us can control. And that's where I'm so frustrated today, because they may decide next time not to come back, and that's why we as a country have got to be really, really careful.
And just finally on that decision, you're going to appeal, I'm guessing.
Yeah.